We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
.800-224-2004 is our number here on the Jake Asman Show on a Thursday morning. So we open the show talking about the Knicks and Kemba Walker. I think it's a great move. I think if you're a Knicks fan and you're upset about Kemba Walker, get a grip and remember that Elfrid Payton was your point guard last year. So the Knicks this offseason have brought back their core, and they have essentially replaced Elfrid Payton with Kemba Walker and Reggie Bullock with Evan Fournier. They also this morning announced an extension for Julius Randle, who was the NBA's most improved player, made the All-NBA team last year. So there's plenty of Knicks news to break down. And to break it all down, we go out to our progressive guest line right now, and we bring on my man, the host of Knicks Fan TV on YouTube, CP the Franchise, joins us right now. CP, my friend, thanks for being with us this morning.
Jake, good morning. Good morning, man. How's everything going? Pleasure to be back on with you.
Absolutely, man. So I'm pumped up. You know, you and I, of course, huge Knicks fans. And, you know, when I see the details on the Kemba Walker deal, that they get him for 2 years, $8 to $9 million a year, and OKC's paying all the money pretty much on his buyout, to me as a Knicks fan, yeah, I'm ecstatic. What's your take on the move?
It's an absolute steal, Jake. It's an absolute steal, man. I mean, to get Kemba for a two-year $16 million total, it's an absolute steal. You know, once we re-signed all these guys, we re-signed Derrick Rose, Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, and then we also added Evan Fournier, it was reported that the Knicks were still in the point guard hunt. And so Dennis Schroeder's name popped up, Reggie Jackson's name popped up. But once OKC drafted more guards, they drafted Josh Giddey out of Australia, and they drafted Trey Mann from Florida. They already drafted Theo Maledon last year. They re-signed Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to a huge deal. I figured Kemba Walker was going to shake loose at some point. And so it was a pleasant surprise to hear the news that Kemba was coming back home to the Knicks, man. I was absolutely ecstatic.
To me, the old Knicks would have just traded for Kemba Walker. You know, the new Knicks are able to work back channels, understand he's getting bought out, and get him on such a cheap contract. What do you think it means going forward? Do you have a guy like Kemba? I know he's from New York, and Knicks fans already loved him before all this, but what do you think it means that, you know, here's the guy that wanted to come and play for the Knicks?
Well, for one, you have to give credit to this Knicks front office. I mean, I have to figure that Brock Oller, their capologist, had a lot to do with it, because it was the way that they structured Derrick Rose's contract, using his early bird rights to extend him, is the reason why it freed up $8 million for them to sign Kemba Walker. And so I think this is a fantastic move for the organization for the number one reason, because you have a guy that knows the stage. He knows the bright lights in Madison Square Garden. He can easily take the pressure, even on one leg. We know the durability is going to be an issue, but he understands the magnitude of the situation that comes with wearing this jersey and playing in Madison Square Garden. We saw in the playoffs where you know, Julius Randle and a lot of the inexperience showed, and they kind of looked, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but Kemba Walker knows the stage. So he's going to come in. He's going to be a point guard that can attack the rim. He's going to be able to excel in the pick and roll, whether it's with Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, another scoring option, another shot creator. You know, shot creation was sorely needed, especially in this playoffs. And so you add a one at the floor general in Kemba Walker, and then at the two with Evan Fournier. So I thought it was a great, great signing for the Knicks.
Give me your take on the Fournier signing. Obviously, you know, I said it at the top when you were joining us. He replaces Reggie Bullock. So for me, it's a no-brainer by the Knicks trying to upgrade
there. Yeah. Absolutely a no-brainer. You know, again, when it came to shot creation in the playoffs, it was sorely missed. And you saw that it was so evident with Reggie Bullock, because in the playoffs, the Hawks were able to park Trae Young on him, and he had no impact. You know, Reggie Bullock could do absolutely nothing with the ball because he just can't put the ball on the floor. And so with Fournier, you get that. You have a guy who can put the ball on the floor. We know that he's a great three-point shooter. He shot 46% on six attempts in those 16 games with Boston. Overall, on the season, he shot 40% last season. He can play me. Evan Fournier finished in the 78th percentile in assist percentage as well. So you have a little bit of playmaking potential there. So I think him and the addition of Kemba Walker, I think it opens up our offense even more. It creates additional spacing for Julius Randle, for RJ Barrett to operate, because you now have guys who can sit on the three-point line who you have to respect. And so I think Fournier is definitely going to bring a lot on the offensive end. Now, how he fares defensively is yet to be seen, because that was one thing with Reggie Bullock that Tom Thibodeau valued in him, was that he would oftentimes guard the best player on the opposing team, and he was switchable. So sometimes he would guard threes, sometimes he would guard twos, sometimes he would even guard some of the point guards. And he wasn't a lockdown defender by any stretch, but he definitely added a lot of defensive versatility. So we'll have to see how their team defense is impacted by the addition of Fournier.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
CP, the franchise, with us here on Twitter. You can follow him at KnicksFanTV. Of course, if you are watching on YouTube, you know this guy, the host of KnicksFanTV on YouTube. The news of the day, CP, right before I came on the air this morning, Julius Randle, the Knicks do decide to extend his contract. Now, what's your take on that decision? Yeah. Did you think the Knicks were going to wait, just pick up the option for another year, or were you expecting something to get done between the Knicks and Randle?
Well, I knew they were going to take care of him because, you know, coming off of the season that he had, look, this was the most improved player of the league, a guy who garnered MVP votes consideration, 24 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 6 assists and 41% shooting, career highs all the way across the board. Julius Randle deserved to be taken care of. You know, the Knicks do not make the 4 seed or the playoffs without his contributions. And so I knew they were going to take care of him. I just didn't know when. You know, I thought that Julius would have gambled on himself and he could have been eligible for $200 million if he waited it out. But I think the two sides coming to this agreement now, I believe that he kind of hedged against potential regression. You know, will those shooting numbers come down? Will that production come down a little bit? And injury risk. And so both sides coming to this deal, it just shows that they're trying to take care of each other. And I think it's a good signal to the league. It's an act of goodwill on both sides.
What could be expected now from this Knicks team? Obviously, a lot will hedge on the growth of some of the young players on this team, like an R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley. But from everything they've done now this offseason, they've spent all the cap space. Yeah. They made some moves. What are your thoughts on just where the Knicks are right now in relation to the rest of the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, well, you have to factor that the East has certainly gotten better when you look at the moves that the Chicago Bulls have made. Look at what Miami has done. Indiana, you have to factor in. Boston, you still have to factor them being somewhere competitive. Charlotte has certainly gotten better. But I think for the Knicks, what they've done this offseason is they preach continuity, stability. They're saying that they can continue to compete with the acquisitions of Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, Derrick Rose coming off the bench. And you hope that their young players continue to take an uptick. We saw a great improvement from R.J. Barrett in his second year. Hopefully that's the same for Emmanuel Quickley. We hope that Obi Toppin can come around now that he'll have a consistent pick and roll point guard to play with off the bench, whether that is Kemba Walker or Derrick Rose. So I think it's great for him. Hopefully we'll get to see Quentin Grimes and Miles McBride, the two rookies that they drafted this past draft. Hopefully we'll get to see them in the rotation as well. And so the Knicks have put themselves in the position to continue to stay competitive in the East. Hopefully they continue to focus on player development. And at the same time, these acquisitions, by getting Derrick Rose, Nerlens Noel, Alec Burks on team-friendly two-year deals plus one-year team options, full team options, and Evan Fournier on a three-year deal plus a team option, it gives them contract flexibility in the event that they need to make trades, you know, in the offseason or during the mid-season. It gives them the flexibility now where they can take some of these guys. They still have 6 first-round picks, 9 second-round picks in the next 4 years, where they can make moves to continue to upgrade this team.
CP, give me your thoughts on what Brooklyn has done so far this offseason and then what the Lakers have done, as those two teams are, if you look at the odds right now for the NBA title, still Lakers and Nets, your top two teams favored to win the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I think the nickname for the Lakers are the AARP team, to the chagrin of LeBron James. I mean, you know, Carmelo's my guy. I wanted to see him play for the Lakers the year that they won the championship in the bubble, but he's back with them 2 years later. I love that acquisition. You got to love the Russell Westbrook acquisition, even though spacing may be an issue for the Lakers. I just think, you know, they'll find a way to figure it out, and he'll take some pressure off of LeBron James and Anthony Davis in terms of the wear and tear over the course of the season. And so the Lakers are gambling. They put all their chips in the middle once again by signing all these vet minimum contracts, Trevor Ariza, Dwight Howard. But they did sign Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn. So they have some young upstart players as well who can contribute. So I think the Lakers, you have to factor the Lakers to be a favorite in the West if they can stay healthy. For the Nets, look, I thought the Nets had a pretty decent draft. Getting Cam Thomas, getting De'Ron Sharp out of North Carolina. Cam Thomas, a sharpshooter the bucket getter, actually, out of LSU. Patty Mills, I thought, was a great pickup for them off the bench. And so, yeah, you have to factor those two teams. If healthy, they will once again be the favorites to contend for the championship. But, Jake, you never know. You never know in this game. Injuries play a factor. Chemistry plays a factor. And that's why you saw the Milwaukee Bucks raising the trophy this year. So you just have to let the season play out. It's an 82-game grind, and we'll see who's the last man standing.
Finally, CP, has Team USA Basketball, have they figured it out? I mean, they're going to the gold medal game. They'll potentially take on Luka Doncic in that game, which should be a lot of fun. What have been your thoughts on the Olympic team?
As long as they have Kevin Durant, they always have a chance, man. I stayed up and watched that game against Australia early this morning, and the Team USA found themselves down 15 points quickly. The Australia defense was stifling. They were hitting three-pointers all over the place. FIBA Patty Mills is a legend. I mean, Patty Mills is an absolute legend on the Olympic stage, and he put some fear in Team USA. But no, man, I think with Kevin Durant there, you saw some excellent contributions from Devin Booker. I think Team USA will be right there. France just beat Slovenia, led by Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert, 90-89. I believe Luka Doncic missed a buzzer beater there. So I think Team USA should be in a good position to win the gold. But France has been a top contender even since the World Cup a few years ago, beating Team USA. So Team USA is going to be out for revenge. But I think, listen, with Kevin Durant in tow, I think they'll find a way to get it done and take home the gold.
CP, you're the best, man. Continued success. Love watching you do what you're doing on the YouTube channel, what you're doing for every Knicks fan out there and NBA fan. So good stuff as always. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks a lot, Jake. Have a great weekend, and always appreciate you having me on, man.
CP, the franchise, with us there. Follow him on Twitter, at KnicksFanTV. Him and his team do an excellent job covering the Knicks and the rest of the NBA.